Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how-to, because step-by-step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to episode 3 of She Coaches Coaches. Today, we're going to talk about the voice of self-doubt. It's that little voice, sometimes it's not so little, in your mind that says you can't do it, that you're never going to be a success. It's the voice that judges you and not in a good way. Once we've talked about that, I'm going to give you 3 steps that you can take. They're quick and easy to silence that voice of self-doubt. So I call this voice your inner critic. Some coaches call it the saboteur, the gremlin, the judge, the mean girl, or even the jerk who lives in my head. These are all terms for this voice of self-doubt. The inner critic concept is often one of the very first things that I share with my coaching clients, and they all tell me over and over how helpful it is for them to manage their fears. So, what is this inner critic? All right, I bet this voice is familiar. It says things to you like, "Who are you kidding? You're never going to make it. You're too old or too young to do that. Just don't even bother." That might be okay for other people, but not for you. "You don't have what it takes," or "It's too scary." So, do any of those sentences sound familiar? Yep, I've heard them too. If you're human, then you've heard these thoughts or something very, very similar. Starting out as a coach is a challenge. It's tough. Everything you do is new and you're growing. Sometimes it's exciting and inspiring. Other times it's scary as all crap. Every time you grow, the inner critic will pop its head up. All the things it says are thoughts. They're words strung together into sentences in your head, but believe me, they are habit thoughts and they have a purpose. Their purpose is meant to keep you safe. We're all human here, and the only reason that we're still here on this planet as a species is because we evolved. And we only got to evolve because we learned how to stay safe. Safety was living in the cave. Safety is being part of a community. If you're alone, or you're exposed out in the wilderness, you wouldn't survive. Your body has an amazing mechanism and it's built right in. It's called the stress response, or the fight, flight, or freeze response. Think of what happens if you're out in the woods and you hear a noise in the bush. I was up at my cabin last week and I often walk around in the forest. When you hear something, your pulse goes up, the blood pumps to your muscles, you're alert for every single sound, your eyes and ears are searching, looking carefully for the danger. You're ready to run or stand and fight. Sometimes the scariest feeling is when you're frozen to the spot and you can't move. Eyes huge, staring around, just like a deer in the headlights. Well, that is all of it. Your fight, flight, and freeze response at work. It's an amazing gift. It saved our butts over the year. We got to escape predators, lions, grizzly bears, invading tribes. But for us, now in the 21st century and the first world, it can be kind of inconvenient. This response happens automatically whenever we sense danger. Whether the danger is real, like a grizzly bear, or imagined, like standing up at the front of the room to give a presentation, or when you invite someone to be your next coaching client, you get the same response. But it's not the same level of danger, right? I don't think anyone has ever been seriously harmed by inviting someone to be a coaching client. If they say no, you might feel silly or disappointed, but there's no real danger. Plus, I know you're strong and you can handle a bit of disappointment. But this is where your inner critic comes in. It's constantly scanning the horizon for danger. Danger here is in quotation marks. I've got my air quote fingers going. And one of the ways it works is this. It sees something that it decides might be dangerous. Most of the time, it's considered risky because it's new. Maybe you've never done it before, and you have to step outside the safety and security of your proverbial cave. But your inner critic doesn't want you to take a risk, so it talks to you. It uses old, habitual language that you've accumulated over the years. It's a little bit of a trickster. It knows exactly what to say to make you hesitate, and exactly what to say to stop you from taking a risk. Listen, becoming a coach, starting a coaching practice, attracting clients, showing up in the world are all risky in the eyes of your inner critic. It's not an easy path, but it's hugely rewarding and it's worth it. As you grow, every step of the way, you're going to feel all the feelings. You're going to feel all the range of feelings, like excited and nervous. You might feel proud and disappointed, or inspired and anxious. This is life. You can only feel the positive emotions when you're also willing to feel the disappointment. And truthfully, feeling your emotions is what makes us human. Emotions come and go. They rise and fall like the waves on the ocean. Listen, I want to tell you this. Your inner critic's job is to keep you small and safe. It doesn't care if you ever have a moment of fulfillment and pride. It would rather keep you in the dark, numb, small, and wrapped up in a fuzzy little blanket instead of seeing you live the life that you crave. You are capable of so much brilliance, and to lay claim to that, here are three tips to turn down the volume of your inner critic so you can get to work on your goals and dreams. First, do the thought download process that I spoke about in episode 2. See what thoughts you're thinking. Notice the ones that are from your inner critic. Sometimes it's clear to see which thoughts are filled with judgment. Sometimes it's not as clear. Notice how each of the sentences that you write down makes you feel. A quick way to figure it out. Are you ready to move forward or are you shrinking back? Just being aware can help to diffuse that inner critic. Second, you can use this notice and name technique. I first heard this approach from Tara Moore and her book, Playing Big. She's a coach trained at the same school that I went to. When you realize that your inner critic is talking in your ear, you hear that voice, pause. And all you have to do is say to yourself, oh, that's my inner critic talking. That's it. You notice when the inner critic is talking, and then you name it. That's my inner critic talking, you'd say to yourself. Third, remember that the purpose of your inner critic is to keep you safe and secure. At its core, the intention is good. So when you notice and name, ah, there's my inner critic getting loud, take a minute and comfort that voice. The voice of your inner critic, comfort it. You could say, don't worry, I've got you. I won't let anything happen to you. Or, we can handle this together, and I'll keep you safe. So three steps. Thought download to see where your inner critic is talking. Second is to notice and name. And third is to comfort your inner critic. These three simple approaches are super effective. It's funny. Some of my coaching clients say to me, that's it? You just want me to be aware of my thoughts? Notice the inner critic, name it, and sometimes comfort myself? That seems way too easy. And my response is always, yes, that's it. It doesn't have to be complex to be effective. You can do it in the instant that you need the help. I want to share this one example with you. It's about me. As I was getting ready to release this podcast, my inner critic spent quite a lot of time telling me I needed to polish those episodes even better. Maybe I should hold off just a little bit longer. It also wanted to find the perfect time when the house was going to be silent to record everything. But as you can see, since you're listening, I noticed that voice of my inner critic, and I reminded her that this episode is important and that it will help you. My voice and my work are meaningful. So here we are together, and you get to listen, learn, and grow. So that's it for this episode. I know it can be stressful becoming a coach. Sometimes you don't even know where to start, and sometimes maybe you get a bit stuck along the way. I've recorded these episodes in this order to help you best, and I'd like to invite you, if you don't have someone who is walking with you alongside in that process of becoming a coach, I'd be honored to be that coach who helps walk you through startup to success. Click on the link in this episode notes to find out more about how we can work together. I would love to hear from you. Now, in closing, before we go, I just want to remind you that to celebrate the launch of this podcast, I'm giving away two $50 Amazon.com gift cards. All you have to do to enter is leave a review on Apple Podcasts and then email me a screenshot of your entry to info@candymotzek.com. I'll be doing the draw on Wednesday, September 16th, 2020, live on Facebook. So go ahead and click on the show notes to find out more about how you can enter. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.